Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend John Berlau back on the show. John Berlau is Senior Fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time. He's a recognized crowdfunding expert. He's a cryptocurrency expert. He's an expert in a number of other things, especially an organization that I consider to be basically an expletive, CFPB, Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. And it's an expletive as far as I'm concerned. We'll explain why. And he's here with us right now. John Berlau, welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be on, Jim.
You agree with my characterization of the CFPB?
Pretty much so. Although we can be grateful, we can be, you know, it's a good thing to have a gift for the holidays that there finally may be some measures of accountability to it. That Richard Cordray resigned,
right.
While he was resigning, with, you know, he's running. He tried to name his own successor, but President Trump said, you know, who we've been urging to fire him, and because of what, you know, he was. So unaccountable and so and
well, let's remind people what the CFPB is, in case they don't know. The Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, folks, was created by the Dodd-Frank bill. Basically, Elizabeth Warren is the child of Elizabeth Warren. Now that's about all I'm going to go. That's just all I'm going to say, and I want you to finish it, the story, John.
Well, it lacks really basic measures of constitutional accountability. That's why
meaning it's accountable to no one.
Right. It doesn't get appropriations from Congress, so it's not accountable to Congress. And then the president, and very strict restrictions are put on the president as far as removing the director, which some of those were struck down by a court.
There's never been an organization like the CFPB in the history of America, has there, before?
There really hasn't, and that's why the D.C. Circuit said that Cordray or whoever was the head of the director under this structure is like the second most powerful person in D.C. because they face the only person who has more of a free hand is the president. And the president, of course, is elected
right.
by the people. The CFPB head isn't.
So tell them what the charter basically of the CFPB was supposed to do.
Well, from fraudulent, it was supposed to protect consumers from fraudulent, deceptive, and abusive practices.
Which we already had laws and regulations and organizations
well, fraudulent
do that, right?
And deceptive, certainly. The thing is, abusive, you can really stretch that, and they have widespread jurisdiction over anyone who could be said to be providing credit. Say an orthodontist stretches out payments, the CFPB could claim jurisdiction over them. In fact, there were areas where Congress specifically excluded them from jurisdiction, like auto dealers, where they're nevertheless trying to reach for it.
Right. But they didn't uncover some of the most blatant examples, like the Wells Fargo case.
Right. At the same time, you know, community banks and credit unions were being crushed by some of their rules.
Who weren't doing anything wrong.
And things like that.
Yeah.
They were just, even though the LA Times was reporting some of the Wells Fargo phony accounts, it took them, you know, like 3 years to, you know, until other agencies pursued it. Then they swooped down and issued some fines.
Took the credit.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, folks, if you wonder why I hated the CFPB and why I encourage you to have the same attitude about it, is they were hurting our beloved community banks. If you're a small business owner, community bank is your best friend.
Right.
I've been saying that for 20 years. And I've actually been saying it longer than that. I've been saying it on the radio for 20 years. But I mean, I wouldn't be sitting in front of you if it weren't for a community bank. And so.
And community banks, of course, had very little or nothing to do with the crisis. The State National Bank of Big Spring, which we were co-plaintiff with in constitutional challenge,
right.
The CFPB hadn't had a foreclosure in decades, and yet they still had to quit making mortgages because of the onerous restrictions that the CFPB put on
them. That's exactly right, and it hurt their ability to make a living. But so Cordray left. Cordray left. He's going to go on to try to run for governor, probably of Ohio. And so he appointed his assistant, which he actually could do, I think, under the rules, if I'm not mistaken. But the president also has the ability to preempt that and put his own person in, which he does. And then, incredibly, that assistant takes the president to court to keep her job. In what universe, John, is that even a thing?
So far, I don't know, Hunger Games or something like
yeah.
that. So far, fortunately, has been rejected, and even you've got even liberal law professors like Akhil Lamar of Yale saying that, you know, President Trump, despite their policy disagreements, is right on this, that the Dodd-Frank didn't repeal what's called the Vacancies Reform Act, where the president can fill a vacancy.
So the new director is, tell us who it is.
Mick Mulvaney, who's been very in Congress and is head of the Office of Management and Budget, which he still
there you
is.
Go. OMB.
If you are a CEO, you...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.